Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast Reset, coming to you from Wheeling, West Virginia. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated, and this season on the podcast, I'll be doing interviews and the power of three. Three things that we can do daily to accelerate our lives. Welcome to the show. Let's go. Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, Monday, March 7th, episode 24. All right. It is the first day of a new week, the first day of the rest of your life. It's a new beginning, whatever you want to call it. Today is the day that you can change your life to do whatever it is you want to do. It might not be easy, and it might require putting in work and making some things happen, but I am confident that we, in fact, have the power to become and create the life that we want to have. And I am living proof of that. I've been working hard this year specifically and becoming the best version of myself. Now, am I where I want to be right at this exact minute? Absolutely not. And I don't know that I'll ever be at that, if you really want the honest to God truth, because I think that that'll always be evolving and there'll always be something more to go after, which is what I think all of us should have a goal of, because if we are happy with where we're at and content, then we start dying and we're not growing for the future. Anyways, the title of today's episode is Get Outside and Go. Listen, with spring coming, we're going to talk a lot about the outdoors. So let's get rolling. Today's power of three. Number one. Spring is coming. That's right. Spring will be here in 13 days. Lucky number 13. As y'all know, the temps are warming up and it's getting daylight earlier. And that means it's staying daylight longer as well, which means outside activities are upon us. Yeah, y'all. Spring is a time of year when everything comes back to life. New leaves, new flowers, fresh grass growing. We plant gardens and watch them grow. And we all have growth inside of us that we need to get after. And spring is a reminder that God will, or is rather, all about making things new again. So, those New Year's resolutions you had, y'all remember those? You can still achieve them. A lot of mine had to wait till spring to get here to start going after them. Bike riding, one of my favorite, if not my favorite hobby for sure. But can I get outside in January to get on the bike trail? Absolutely. Did I take advantage of that this year? No. And I have in the past, and we'll talk about that here shortly. But Psalm 1:3 tells us this, that a person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Listen, if we put ourselves in the right position and follow God's guidance, we can, in fact, have better relationships, better health, better career, better spiritual growth, and be more prosperous. We can do all those things. And this is the time of year to get after that. Write down your goals. What have you been waiting to do that requires new growth and new things to happen for you this year? And that leads us to number two. Spring is a time for growth. That's right. After a long, cold, and snowy winter, it's time for spiritual, physical, and mental health growth. I'm going to explain this here. Every spring, I set new biking goals, okay? And quite frankly, the last couple of years, I haven't hit them. So this year, it's time to get after it, and I'm going to go all out, okay? I'm going to do everything I can to get into the best shape of my life this year. That is a commitment I've made to myself. But for me, it's going to start with that spiritual and mental health growth, which leads to physical growth, okay? Maybe I have it backwards. Without our physical health, what do we really have? We need that to take care of the rest of our lives. But I look at it like this. What about without our spiritual and mental health do we really have? Okay. I believe that our spiritual health leads to clearer mental health, which will help us grow in our physical health and thus helping us become who God created us to be. Quote, create a life that feels good on the inside, not just one that looks good on the outside, end quote. And that starts with clarity. Spiritual and mental clarity starts within the inside. And if we just follow God's word and get in tune spiritually with ourselves, our mental health will follow. The Bible is literally an instruction booklet for life. That should, I'm not going to say it guarantees anything. Let's not guarantee our mental health because we're reading the Bible and praying and all of them things. What I'm saying is this: for those of us who struggle with anxieties and pressures and things like that, what I do know to be true is when I put my faith in my, or put my faith first, my mental health stays clearer than when I don't. So when I'm growing spiritually, my mind is much clearer than when I am not focused on those things. And that's all going to help me stay focused on my physical fitness. I believe this year I'm going to get into the best shape I've ever been. I've already quit smoking this year, which I thought would never happen. Although I had a little setback over the weekend. We had our annual gala at work, and I did smoke one cig, but still one out of the last 60 days as opposed to the two plus packs a day I was smoking. I'll take it. Anyways, I just want y'all to understand that we can grow and become who God created us to be, but there's a process to that. Start with our spiritual growth, which will lead to mental refreshness and better mental health. Then we can take care of our physical health, which really, if without our physical health, what do we really have? Because our health is what drives the rest of our lives. It helps us in our relationships. It helps us in our careers. It helps us with everything we need. If we're not healthy, we can't provide for who we need to provide for those around us. I promise you that. All right, number three, get outside. That's right. After titling today's episode, Get Outside and Go, you had to know where we were going. Anyways, almost 5 years ago, at the end of this month, is when I decided that it was time to get help with my addiction. Percocets, the absolute worst thing in the world. But what I did was I went straight to the bicycle shop, got on a bike, and started riding. That's how we ended up here today. And I love it. Like hiking, biking, cycling. We all know cycling is my favorite. Swimming is a close second. But those are activities that are outside activities that we can all do. Whether you just get out there and start walking. But here's the deal. Walking isn't necessarily an exercise as it is as much of an exercise as it is a stress relief. Okay. You got to get that walking speed up, the heart rate up for it to actually be powerful enough to help you in your health. Now it's nice to get out there and go for walks. Don't get me wrong, I go up to Ogilvy every once in a while, I take my dogs and have a good time. But the thing about Ogilvy is there's hills, so that actually does create a little exertion and heart rate and heart rate going up that will help you produce blood flow that helps you feel better. So just think about what it is that you got to do to get to where you want to go, okay? Let your faith be bigger this year. Let it be bigger than your fears, okay? It's time to stop with the excuses. We all have an opportunity that we can reach our goals. How serious are you, and how much do you want to change your life and get to where you want to go is the real question. Anyways, folks, I am excited about this spring. I'm going to be talking a lot about the adventures of my cycle life. Like, for instance, yesterday was the third ride of the year, and I've only been going locally here in Wheeling on Wheeling Heritage Trail, which is such an underrated trail. The trail is beautiful, especially coming this time of year when all the leaves start to come back and grow. It's such a nice, smooth, relaxing ride. I hit that yesterday, went to South Wheeling, came back up through South Wheeling, all the way to North Wheeling, and then back down to Main Street Bank, which is where I parked yesterday. Nice little 12 and a half mile ride for the third ride of the year. Also, just so happened to be my longest ride so far. But I'm always out there trying to do 10 plus, 20 plus, whatever I can get in 2 to 3 hour time period if I have that much time. Otherwise, when I commit an hour, I know it's at least a 10 mile ride. At least it will be. I got to get myself back up to speed there. But anyways, folks, that's all I got for you. I just want y'all to know that you can reach your goals. Let's do a quick review. Number one, spring is coming. Get outside and enjoy the weather. Number two, spring is a time for spiritual growth. And of course, number three, get outside. Listen, this is your year, y'all. If I can quit smoking and get in the best shape of my life, y'all can accomplish anything. Listen, I love you. Happy Monday. Let's get after it today. Let's accelerate our lives and live the life we truly desire. Come back and check me out on the next episode. Adios. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who needs to hear today's message. Remember to follow me on social media for more inspiring content. Listen, we're only going to grow this thing if we share it and have reviews. I appreciate those of you out there taking the time to do that. Now let's get out there and accelerate our lives.